Not me. It's way too cold to be letting the dogs out today. They go out and they're like,
they're
forget it.
Right,
we'll hold
in.
It. Yeah, I'll hold this till tomorrow. It's Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And for anyone who has ever brought home a new puppy or kitten, I'm assuming that they were likely somewhere between 10 and 12 weeks old when you brought the little critter home. Because in Wisconsin, at least, they have to be at least 7 weeks old before you can take them away from their mother. So what is Jack's Playground doing hosting a holiday adoption fundraiser for neonatal animals, which sounds like they'd be under 7 weeks old? Here to tell us is Ella Maurice, who's the adoption coordinator for Jack's Playground. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So when you say neonatal, how old are we talking?
We've had animals as young as 2 to 3 days old. So brand new babies that were like possibly abandoned that we've brought in to take care of.
Go ahead, Brian.
When you get these animals in, I've had the youngest dog I've adopted was 8 weeks, and she was a lot of work. How do you get people who are qualified to take care of a neonatal animal?
For sure. Yeah. So where our director initially started off as she worked in the veterinary field, so she had plenty of experience with these kinds of animals, and she kind of started off bringing them in just to her own home. And from there on, she kind of learned about the care that it takes, and she found other people that she was able to connect with, kind of just like a community that's able to take care of these animals. And so she really learned from them and then eventually opened up our own rescue and wanted to specialize and save those little babies.
How often are people finding litters of kittens and dogs that have just been abandoned?
Yeah. Right now, not very often, considering it's fall and winter. A lot of stray cats normally have their babies in spring and summer. Okay. So it's not as common right now, but we will get calls multiple times a week for these babies that people find abandoned. For probably like 4 or 5 months out of the year, we're getting some babies in almost every week.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Tell us some more about Jack's Playground.
Yeah. So Jack's Playground was officially founded this year. Our director and founder, Jess, she had a history of rescuing and fostering a bunch of different animals. But this year we officially became a nonprofit. We created our own board. We've gathered more fosters around the Milwaukee area. And so Jess had this cat named Jack, and he was a really sweet boy. He always wanted to take care of the adopted puppies and kittens that she brought into her house. And so he kind of inspired the idea of this rescue. And then the playground kind of portion of Jack's Playground is because we want to focus on pediatric animals. So it's a really cool experience that she was able to kind of bring to life with her own interests.
So then this weekend, there is a fundraiser. It's at a brewery. So, Brian, you'd love it. Tell us more about this weekend. Yeah, what people can expect.
For sure. So, Enlightened Brewery in Bayview this weekend, Sunday, December 15th from 12 to 5 p.m. We're going to be hosting an adoption event. So we're going to have a bunch of puppy and kitten cuddling stations. None of them will be neonatal because they'll be too little to bring out into the wild. But we will have a bunch of puppies and kittens. There will be food trucks and arcade games. And every beer you buy contributes $1 to the rescue. So it's a really cool event. You can meet your potential new family member there.
So the really little ones can't just be held by strangers.
Yes,
so the kittens and the puppies that are still really fun to cuddle will be a little bit older. Are those also up for adoption?
Yes. All the animals we'll have there are up for adoption. We have some adult animals as well. So if you're not looking for a little puppy, we have some older animals that we rescued from rescues in the South that have overflowed. And also some
come from the South.
Right.
They,
yeah.
Like, mine's a rescue from Texas.
Yeah. They are always overflowing there. So
yeah,
they just come from the South. I just got a kitten from Texas too.
So
that's where they all come from.
How's she doing today? Not great.
No, too cold.
So just going back to the neonatal part, is there certain, I don't know, criteria, but as far as someone who might be interested, is there certain things you guys are looking for that's a different qualification than someone who's getting an animal that's a little bit older?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's really just like dedication and having the time to work with these animals, because neonatal babies, they require around the clock care. You're feeding them every 2 to 3 hours. So that's either bottle feeding, syringe feeding. You need to warm up their formula that you're making for them. They also can't regulate their body temperature. So you got to keep them on like a heating pad or in a warm room. They also can't use the bathroom on their own. So you have to stimulate them like a mother would, and then clean them up. Which requires a lot of like additional work. So
yeah,
it's a lot of around the clock care. But it's really, really rewarding being able to help those little babies out.
I was going to say, what is your favorite story since like, or animal or anecdote since for you started?
Sure. For sure. So Jess actually, she rescued this sweet little kitten named Scooter, who he was paralyzed. So his back legs didn't work and he kind of just scooted around, but he was the sweetest baby ever. You could pick him up and carry him like a baby and you could scratch his chest and he'd fall asleep. And he was brought around. We brought him to a bunch of different events. He would sit on the table and get pets and love from everyone. And he was really kind of just a great mascot for us. So he was one of our favorites.
Oh, I love it.
Before we let you go, oh, sorry. How much training do you give people? Because this all sounds wonderful and overwhelming at the same time.
For sure.
When you described all the things that go into it. So how much training would somebody get if they said, this sounds like something I can do?
Yeah, yeah. So we, right now we've had a lot of people who've already had experience with neonatal fosters, but if you are interested, we kind of work through with you. So we'll give you a day where you can kind of foster these animals on your own. You'll give it a try. We'll show you all the ropes and kind of teach you how to take care of these little babies. And then you go all day on your own. If you need help, we're there to help you. It's definitely like a hand-in-hand thing. We don't just drop off these little babies with you and run away.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really nice. We try to be as supportive as we can, and we provide everything for our fosters. So, and if you are looking to foster, we're having 5 additional puppies come in this Saturday morning. So if anyone is interested in fostering out there.
All right. 12 to 5, December 15th at Enlightened Brewery. You can go check out some puppies, adopt a new pet. Ella Maurice, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you.
All right. We'll be back after this.